I've heard it said, no statistical evidence to back this up, but I've heard it said that there are all kinds of reasons people start going to a particular church, but the main reason that they stay is friendship. Now, you might think, well, there are lots of better reasons for going to church, like praising the Lord. Well, there are, but actually, the main reason people stay in a church is because they feel they belong. And it's been very interesting. Some of the funerals I've taken over the last couple of years of people who've been part of this church, the testimony of many, many people is that that was the person who welcomed me at Bromsgrove, invited me to their home, made me welcome on a Sunday. I can't underline how important it is that when people come here, particularly on a Sunday morning, maybe for the first time, that they feel really welcome. And many of us know the importance of that in our own lives. And also to welcome one another, no matter what's going on in our lives. Over the years, I've met quite a few people in church who really struggle when things are difficult in their lives because people don't really want to hear too much about the struggles they're going through. We want everybody to be happy. And actually, most of the time we are, but not all the time. So let's be honest and open with one another, because ultimately we're here because Jesus has brought us here and brought us to this particular church and this family. And the focus of this morning is very much on that central truth that Jesus Christ is Lord. And everything we're going to be looking at in the coming weeks flows from that truth that Jesus is Lord. And because Jesus is Lord, that's why we do this. That's why we shape the church like this. That's why we organize ourselves like this. That's why we have the sense that we are part of a bigger story and part of a mission. And as we look back in our lives, we can look back at the people that introduced us to Jesus, the people that brought us to church, and maybe this particular church. And we know, because of their testimony, that we can trust Jesus to guide us. Jesus, the Bible says, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And as we look back, we can do so with thanks because of what Jesus has done, as well as what he's doing in our lives now. Listen to these words from Philippians chapter 2. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility, consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. You can work backwards through that passage, that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, and every knee will bow. And it works all the way back to those opening lines of chapter 2, Philippians chapter 2. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, and so on. Because Jesus is Lord, Paul is saying, live this way. Relate to one another in this way. See yourselves in this way in relation to him. Let's declare in